And finally, here is a rather timely letter from Alan Foxall of Holbury. A shot in the arm for Brexit. Physicians were unable to reach a consensus should Brexit take place. The allergists were in favour of scratching it, but the dermatologists advised not to make any rash moves. The gastroenterologists had sort of a gut feeling about it, but the neurologists thought May had a lot of nerve. Meanwhile, obstetricians felt certain everyone was labouring under a misconception, while the ophthalmologists considered the idea short-sighted. Pathologists yelled, "Over my dead body!" while the paediatrician said, "Oh, grow up!" The psychiatrists thought the whole idea was madness, while the radiologists could see right through it. Surgeons decided to wash their hands of the whole thing, and internists claimed it would indeed be a bitter pill to swallow. The plastic surgeons opined that this proposal would put a whole new face on the matter. The podiatrists thought it was a step forward, but the urologists were pissed off at the whole idea. Anesthesiologists thought the whole idea was a gas, and those lofty cardiologists didn't have a heart to say no. Due to NHS cutbacks, it is regrettable that the 650 incumbents in Parliament shared the one and only bedpan available, and the Speaker is responsible for emptying as and when required, as empty vessels make the most sound. The Royal College of General Practitioners recommend that all 650 incumbents continue taking their daily medication until a more suitable solution is found, perhaps in a few years' time. The British Medical Association apologises to all incumbents awaiting operations for castration, but will get round to them as quickly as possible.